Next case.
This is case number 12,467. Paula and Jeffrey Horn seek variances from the side yard setback requirements for proposed structures, sections 115.25 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Riverwalk Drive within the Beaver Creek subdivision. The 911 address is 18852 Riverwalk Drive in Milton. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 637. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 0.38-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for a proposed deck. The patio is under 32 inches. It requires a building permit, but it does not have to go through building code review. There are zero letters of support, one letter of opposition, and zero mail returns.
To add to that, sorry, Chair, the letter of opposition is from the Meadows of Beaver Creek Board of Directors, stating that the proposed variance would be in conflict with the community's covenants, which require 10-foot side and rear yard setbacks. And the Board of Directors go on to say that granting the variance would be in direct opposition to their requirements, and that has been circulated to the Board. So.
And Mr. Phillips, what were the setback, the variances that were needed again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
There is one variance that's needed, and that's in the measurement of 0.38 feet from the side yard setback. Or excuse me, yes, 0.38 feet. I will note that open and unenclosed decks may exist 5 feet from side lot lines. So that may differ from what was, I don't know if you're looking at the survey or not, but only one point of that proposed deck exists within the side yard setback, and it's in the amount of 0.38 feet.
I think historically the issue has been that the way that the code is written, and this is my recollection, Mr. Whitehouse, correct me if I'm wrong, that it says that they may project that amount into it, but that does not create a new setback. So when they go beyond it, you have to go from the full amount. So I think in that case, it would be a 5.38 setback from the 10-foot side.
I would agree.
Okay.
The applicant before us, please come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Paula Horn, 18852 Riverwalk Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Horn, 18852 Riverwalk, Milton, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Do you have a presentation?
We purchased a spec house. We didn't have the house built. The patio was in existence when we bought the property. All we're looking to do is raise a deck above that. We're asking for an 18-inch buffer on the outside edges of the deck to dig the footers so we don't have to do any demolition of the existing concrete to sink the footers. The deck will be below 34 inches. It's 32 to the doorway. It will be a convenience, as I've had a double knee replacement, so even a couple of stairs carrying things is problematic. It will not interfere with anyone's sight lines or anybody conducting any activity in their yards. and as to the other criteria, it's the minimum that we can require. It does occur because we're in a unique layout. Our house is far back in the lot and abuts the neighboring property's side yard. The character of the neighborhood will not be changed.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
You have a concrete patio?
Yes.
That is the exact same footprint as the patio or the raised deck that you're proposing to build?
We're proposing that the deck is 18 inches expanded on either side of the width and the depth so we can sink the footers without having the expense of having to demolish the concrete to sink the footers.
Thank you.
How wide a deck do you want to build?
The existing patio is 32 feet, so it'll be 35 by 11 and a half.
So how far will he be from the side yard or his backyard to their side yard?
Our backyard, it'll be 3.5 feet from their side yard.
Wow.
If I can assist, Madam Chair, that will change the variance. So staff, to assist, the drawing that was submitted was actually printed not quite to scale. So staff use software, which is the image that you can see on the screen. This is not the applicant's plan. This is the applicant's plan with staff's annotations. So the variance actually will increase because it will need 6.5 feet from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement, and therefore the numbers annotated on the screen will not quite be accurate. This is based on the applicant's drawing, but this is to scale. So
Jimmy, how far is it going to be from the property line then?
3.5 feet.
3.5 feet.
3.5 feet?
From the property line, yes, sir.
So the drawing submitted is slightly out, although we've added all the annotations to it. That's different to what we're being told today. So
you said it was because of health reasons that you wanted to have the deck instead of the patio, but the patio is on the ground. So the deck, you're going to have to go down steps.
No, the deck will just walk out the door.
From the house?
From the house.
So you're not going to go in the backyard from there?
No.
Okay.
You're not having any steps on the deck at all then?
There are steps on the deck and they can be located abutting our house, so there's no question of a variance required for the steps.
So you still have to go up and down steps though?
The steps, yes, will go down into the yard.
If you were using it, but we don't, you know, it's basically to go out the doors right to the deck. Right now, you would have to go down to do that.
And your HO is not in favor of that?
This was news to us. Nobody ever mentioned anything to us about this. They have granted variances previously, so I'm not sure what.
Well, first of all, they cannot grant a variance.
Well,
so let's clear that up right now.
I'm just telling you what they have done.
Did you go to your HO?
I'm sorry?
Did you go to the HO and told you what you were doing?
Yes, they're aware of it. And I was told that the procedure was to get the county's decision before they would take that under consideration.
Mr. Sharp?
Just to clarify,
an HOA cannot grant variances from Sussex County setback standards. However, there's some HOAs that have a mechanism that allows for a variance process within their own setback guidelines or other architectural review standards or what have you. So I presume, Mr. Horn, that's what you're referring to, that the HOA has granted variances from their own setback requirements in the past?
Well, they've granted setbacks from county standards as well.
Well, I'll put it this way. They can grant what they want, but the only body that can grant a variance from county setback standards...
I understand that. I'm not disputing that, and that's why we're here, is to get a county.
Sure. I think probably what, you know, what we're looking at with this letter of objection and is that you're going to need some, it seems like you're going to need some second layer of approval from your HOA if you wanted to do this, even if the board were to approve it.
Right.
Because this board has no jurisdiction over the HOA restrictions, much like the HOA doesn't have any restrictions.
No, I understand that. When I discussed this with the architectural committee of the HOA board, I explained to them, you know, what the process would be. They have an appeals process, so I said, we walked through it. I said, if I have a variance granted by the county and you for some reason deny my permission to build this and I appeal it and we go to the board as an arbiter and they reject it, the next step would be to go to the state ombudsman. So I said, if I go there, I'm going there with the county's approval, which I believe holds more weight than the HOA. So, I mean, I've discussed this with them. I have no idea why there was a letter of opposition.
Okay. How old is this subdivision? Mr. Whitehouse?
It's from 2007.
And the neighbor next door, did he get a building permit and a variance for his porch? Or can we see a map and see if there are variances?
It doesn't show on the map.
We can do both at the same time. If Mr. LaPorte gets a map, I will get the building permit.
We can do a lot of things here. Just
well, no, I just, from what was up earlier.
I will say every time a crop duster flies around that development, they get complaints.
The crop duster?
The crop duster gets complaints.
It's probably because of who the crop duster is.
And if before Mrs. LaPorte jumps into the variance history, if you just click the tax parcel of the neighbor for me, please, then. Just 636. Thank you.
Denied, so there are no other variances in your subdivision.
Right, no, but I can show you what was built by our neighbor at 18848.
We're already on that one. We're just checking it out, so.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely is within 5 feet of the property line.
Your property line?
Of the rear property. No, not our property line. We paid a $5,000 premium for an unobstructed view of the pond, which we lost when they performed their construction.
Well, we don't. guarantee any.
I understand that. I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm just saying that.
I just wanted to make that clear.
Yeah, no. And I want to make clear we're not seeking.
Right.
For that relief. But this is simply to address what the HOA is saying, is that they have granted permission for construction, apparently circumventing the county variance process.
Mr. Short, or Mr. Whitehouse, sorry.
So I can confirm the adjoining property, 18848 Riverwalk Drive, which is lot number 139, did apply for a building permit for a one-story dwelling with an attached garage, an unfinished basement, and a sunroom. That building permit was applied for on December 22nd of 2016. A CO has been issued for that, and it passed zoning inspection on, just checking the dates.
Yeah, no, they built it. Oh, I'm sorry.
March of building code final was, yeah, March 27th of 2017. It passed planning and zoning inspection per survey. I might be able to get the survey if it was scanned in. So.
Well, this is the deal. This picture of new construction is May 30th, 2020.
Yeah.
And the building was actually done in 2019.
Let's just see if there's another tax parcel. So you know the permit on that parcel. So that was the dwelling. There was a second building permit applied for on June 14th of 2019 for a 12 by 15 screen porch. That has, let's see where that is. It's saying complete, which means it's been inspected. It passed building code, but it's saying here incomplete planning and zoning. August 12th, 2019. So there is building permit history.
So I guess we'll have to pay him a visit. Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
There is reference to a CO on the file. If the board were not inclined to act on this tonight, I would like to look into that and explore a little bit more in detail. But there's reference to a CO there. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you have anything further to present to us?
Nothing other than we're not looking to do major construction. We just wish to
raise the deck
raise
up.
The patio up to 30 inches.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Sharp?
You made a reference to some steps that were going to come off potentially. Would they be towards the front, to the side, to the rear?
They would be to the side, into our yard. And as I said, they can be installed to abut the house, so there's no question needing a variance.
I'm not talking, this deck is to the side yard. What I'm asking is, if you're walking out onto the deck from your house, which I understand you probably have a patio door or something there.
Right.
If you were to, and you had referenced that there would be steps that would take you into the yard from the deck, will those steps be to the rear of where the deck, the rear yard? Will the steps project to the front yard or to the side yard? Okay.
So you texted the house and then the steps.
So the drawing here that I have in front of me has a mark that indicates that those steps would be to the front yard side of the dwelling. I'm sorry, front yard side of the deck closest to Riverwalk Drive. Do you know how wide those steps will be?
3 feet.
Okay, would they abut to the house, or would they be?
They would abut the house.
Okay.
So definitely kept within the setback.
Okay, so there's no need for further variance for the steps?
No, no, no need for variance.
Anything else?
You've got a pond near there. Do you have any flooding issues or anything on your lot?
We have not, no.
Have you talked to your neighbor that would be, I guess, to the northwest of your lot? Have you talked to them about this application?
Yes.
And what is their position?
They support it.
They have no problem with it, except they told us that today.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Anything else, gentlemen? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
Again, if there is anyone on the line that wishes to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. No other questions? I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
What's the county going to do with the neighbors next door? I'm asking. Jamie?
So what I would like to do, independently of any decision tonight, is look into the history a little bit further on this, because it looks as if there was a building permit. There was a second for the dwelling. There was a second building permit for the screen porch. It was applied for. The permit was issued. It was inspected. And then there is reference to inspections taking place on the property, but there is also a note on the file to a certificate of occupancy being issued. That's what I would like to look into a little bit more in detail. If a complaint is received about a violation, we're duty-bound to investigate anyway, but I will look into this, whether or not there is a complaint made about that property. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, may I make a motion to table case 12467 until we hear back from the county on the neighboring property?
Mr. Corman, if you wanted to get additional information from staff, my suggestion would be that you leave the record open for the limited purpose of allowing staff to report back on the building permit question for the neighboring lot. And then that way the record would be left open for that information to be provided to the board, and that limited purpose only.
What Mr. Sharp said.
Second.
Motion and a second to table.
But leave the record open?
Yes, it would not be to table. It would be to leave the record open for the limited purpose stated by Mr. Corman.
May I ask a question?
When we get done. Dr. Carson?
Voting yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, the application, public hearing is left open for a limited purpose.
And I, before we move on to the potential questions here, a question for Mr. Whitehouse. Do you believe you could have that information? Our next meeting is next Monday night. So the question would be whether we would be able to prepare to present that next Monday night or for the first meeting in October.
So we have the ability to amend the agenda before midnight tonight to add it to the agenda, so that's certainly possible. I should be able to have an answer for the board next week. And in theory, I should be able to have that available in your packet to be for a copy provided to the applicant. Certainly by next week. I don't know whether we have time to include it in the packet that goes out tomorrow. That's the only risk of bringing it back next week.
Okay. So my suggestion would be that it be on the board's agenda for next week. And then if that information is available, the board can entertain it then. If it's not available, the board can leave it open again until the next meeting in October.
Okay. What was your question?
My question is, was our request not granted due to the opposition from the HOA board or due to the construction of our neighbor? Or
we just want more information. And we're going to bring it up again next Monday night.
Okay. And should we be in attendance then?
You can. There will not be any public comment.
Yes,
it'll just be for our information.
Yep.
But you can attend.
And will a vote be taken?
Possibly.
Possibly. All right.
Yeah, the way the process works, you may have noted that we had some old business tonight. It was a little unusual because the record was left open at the public hearing. But the first case that we had was actually one where the record had been closed. The only thing that the board's going to entertain next week is the review of the building permit history, which Mr. Whitehouse and his staff will prepare and present to the board, and the board can ask questions of staff on that. After that, the board record will be closed, or the board can vote on it, they can table it. Like I said, you don't have to be here. If you wish, you can listen to it online. We do have that capability. But typically those things are heard at the beginning of the evening, so you know, you wouldn't have to be here all night or online listening to it typically. So I would suggest that if you're interested in it, you could make arrangements to listen online. Certainly, you could come here and watch it as well. There's nothing to prohibit that either.
But we could 5-star and make our comments?
Nope.
No comments.
There will be no public comment. There's no public comment. There's no public submission. The only thing this has been left open for is the staff's report on the neighboring property building permit history and what their research on that. Nothing else.
And can I ask what they would need to find in order to proceed with our request?
So the board will take that information and they will evaluate it and they will look at the record and they will render a decision as to whether or not to approve your request, deny your request. They may table it for additional time to think about it. We'd like to try to make decisions as quickly as possible. We also want to make sure they're reasoned decisions. And that they are, so if for some reason, if perhaps staff's unable to get the information in time, it may be the first week in October that's heard. But certainly we try to make those decisions for the public as soon as we can. And that would be the case here.
All right. And is it possible to get a copy of the opposing letter?
Sure. Staff, I'm sure, could make sure that's available to you.
If you'd like to contact the office in the morning, we can help with that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to the board.